So things basically just got a lot worse for Malone Lamb. He was previously charged with wire fraud and money laundering. That related to a scheme where he and another suspect worked together to steal 4,100 Bitcoin, worth at the time around $230 million, from one victim in Washington, D.C. Those charges remain in place, but now he's also charged with jointly heading up a crime ring, working with 12 other members to identify and steal cryptocurrency from another 6 high-value targets. Lamb is now facing a RICO conspiracy charge, something that's commonly used to target organized crime and has been used in the past to bring down mafia mob bosses. Well, between them, they would identify people with large cryptocurrency holdings. A gang member would then phone the victim, pretending to be from customer support at one of the cryptocurrency exchanges. They would then trick the victim into providing email account passwords, seed phrases, private keys, all the things needed for the gang to get into the victim's crypto accounts and withdraw the digital currency. And to help make the scam calls seem more real, other members of the gang would send push notifications to the victim. In some instances, the group also broke into homes to steal physical hardware crypto wallets, monitoring the victim's location using iCloud accounts to make sure the burglar didn't get caught. Well, except for one suspect, all of those who've been charged are between the ages of 18 and 22. According to federal authorities, they became friends via online gaming platforms. That started back in October 2023, and from these friendships, they developed this scheme to find and steal hundreds of millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency. Each of the gang members were assigned different roles. There were database hackers, target identifiers, money launderers, burglars, and of course, in Lamb's case, organizers. Lamb even moved into a house in Texas with two of the other suspects, allegedly paying the rent with money stolen from some of their victims. If you're a parent of young kids, there's a good chance you'll have some of these in your home. They're the must-have, brightly colored, squishy, stuffed animals. And it's inside those that the gang allegedly stuffed dollar bills and then shipped these stuffed animals full of money around the country as a way to pay other gang members. In some cases, they were putting up to $50,000 into these squishmallows and pretending they were nothing more than cuddly toys when actually they were full of stolen money. Quite incredibly, Malone Lamb continued to run the organization from behind bars after he was arrested last September. We're told he continued working with other gang members, communicating with them by phone to pass and receive directions. All of this was taking place between September last year and March this year, while he was in detention, and those phone calls with other members were recorded and are now being used as evidence. In one call, he told them to use some of the money to pay his lawyer's fees, and he directed the gang's members to buy luxury bags and hand-deliver them to his girlfriend in Miami. The big problem for him was that he was splashing his lavish lifestyle all over social media, showing off nightclub visits, which cost up to $500,000 a night, as well as some of the 28 luxury cars he'd bought, some worth up to $3.8 million. They were told the gang's members were also being tipped off themselves by off-duty law enforcement officers who told them a federal law agency had started an investigation into them. Well, if he's found guilty, Malone Lamb is likely going to be spending a very long time in prison. The original charges carried a maximum penalty of up to 20 years per charge, but this RICO organized crime charge is much more serious and can carry a life sentence. He could also have to pay a fine of up to $250,000 or up to twice his gains from the alleged crimes, which would run into hundreds of millions of dollars. His trial is scheduled to get underway on October 6th this year.